Recovery Radio, KMP3000.
Yes. You are listening to the Recovery Radio podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I will be your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.a.book. Visit my website, recoveryradiokmp3.com. And to get the books, go to sarcasticbigbook.com. And as always, I'm so glad you're here with me. I don't know if your day's just getting started, or it's just winding down, or it's somewhere right in the middle. But here we are. You and me. And I am glad for that. And I am grateful. I have no desire to drink today. I do have a piping hot cup of French roast coffee from Trader Joe's mixed with some Don Francisco's hazelnut. It's like I'm a barista. It's like I'm a professional coffee connoisseur because I stumbled upon this crap from Vons that tastes really good from the stuff from Trader Joe's. Now I talk about coffee like I'm some kind of an expert. It's mixed with a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and it's not that complicated. I do not have a sophisticated palate. I don't. I moan when I eat McDonald's. Anyways, good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening, or happy middle of the night, whatever the hell's going on over there. It's Casual Friday. And I am in an incredible mood. I can't even begin to tell you how good I feel today. I don't even know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. I have no idea. I don't know. I might go, I don't know what I'm going to do. It's Casual Friday, so I'm wearing my linen shorts. I'm not. Look, I'm going to level with you. I've had too much coffee this morning. I just have. I've had a lot of coffee, and I don't know what to do about it. I don't know what I'm going to do about it. Should I call my sponsor? Should I call somebody right now? Maybe I should call somebody right now. Should we call people on casual Friday? Let's do that. Morning? Let's do that. Let's call people, not even tell them we're calling them, just see what happens. Let's call my friend Dave. What do you say? I don't know if he'll answer, but let's find out. Calling Dave. He's been a guest on here many times. He lives in Texas.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Wow. So Dave is not sober. Just kidding. Let's call my friend Marissa. Yeah, let's call Marissa. Why not? She's had a baby. We'll see what she's up to. She's probably not going to answer. She has a kid. She probably slept about an hour for the last 3 weeks. She's never been on the show. Incredible example of Alcoholics Anonymous. Got sober in Reno, Nevada. I'm going to text these people because I don't believe in calling somebody and not leaving some kind of a memo or something to let them know why you're calling. But that's me. Let's see. Since no one else is sober except for me, and you, obviously, let's call... Who else can we call right now? Who do we feel like talking to right now? Let's call Katie. See what she's doing. What do you think of that? I don't think she's ever been on the show. She's very funny. All right.
Hey, sorry you couldn't get to the phone right now.
Okay, let's see here. We'll try one more person. Let's try one more person. And let's try... You know what? Let's see if Taylor is available for a conversation. Let's find out here. How boring of a show is this already? My God. You just like...
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Hi, you're on the podcast. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I've called a few people, and you're the first person to pick up. And welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
And so I'm in such a good mood. I don't know what to do just to call people, except to call people. So I don't know what else to do. I've had a lot of coffee.
Yeah, you sound like you're jacked up on caffeine.
I'm jacked up.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm out
of my... Good for you.
Thank you.
I call that hope.
How... Let me think of the right way to phrase this. How are you?
I'm really good this morning. Had a beautiful drive to work. I meditated and... I meditate on my drive. So the morning was beautiful, drove to the coast, and now I'm at work.
You are somebody I think about who is loving life and loving sobriety and having an incredible experience with God.
Yeah, I really am. It's very simple, very easy, uncomplicated. And I didn't know that that's what I wanted, but that's what I have now, and it's wonderful.
Yeah. And you have your struggles, but...
Absolutely, yeah.
But your struggles are ensconced in a world of peace. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. Even no matter what, I remember like the first time I had that experience too, where like there was a really... I was going through something like really, really difficult, and I still felt okay. And I was like, wait, I still feel okay. And you were like, maybe it's because you are okay.
I said that?
Yeah. Because I was like thinking about it too much. I was like, well, I still feel fine. It's weird. Even though like what I was going through was objectively pretty tragic.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And that's been my experience for a few years now. Almost four, which is crazy.
That's so weird. Has it been that long?
Yeah. 2020. It was 4 years ago almost. Actually, it was April of 2020 when I first met... Well, I had met you, but first started talking to you.
Yeah. We didn't... We had beef. No, we didn't. We didn't, but we
never... Unspoken beef.
We had unspoken beef. We never talked to each other. We saw each other in the rooms... And we just walk past each other and say, excuse me, excuse me.
Yeah. Yeah. So silly.
So what is going on today? Walk me through your day. You wake up. How's the dog? Is the dog still sober? How's your...
I am questioning him a little bit. Uh-huh. You know, every morning I get up, he stays in bed. I have to drag him out by his feet because he comes to work with me.
Those are signs.
So, you know, he seems like he might be hungover, but I can't really tell.
Right.
Okay. But yeah, we get up and we go to work together in the morning, and he sleeps the whole drive, and now I'm here filling in for my co-manager today, so it's a bit stressful, but I know that I can add to it, you know?
Yeah, I do. How's your stud?
He's wonderful. We are having a great time.
That's awesome. Well, I'm going to let you go back to work. I just wanted to say hi and tell you that I love you and have you on the show for a sec. And I wanted to let you know that on the street, instead of second, they say sec.
Got it. That's good to know.
Yeah. They like to abbreviate a lot of stuff on the street. So it's like, it just makes it cooler and more like hip and more edgy.
Next time I'm on the street, I'll make sure to drop that. I'll probably get a lot of brownie points for that.
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
Exactly. All right. I love you.
All right. I love you too. Later. Have a good day.
Later on.
Bye.
Bye. All right. So she answered. That's beautiful. Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what I'm doing today. I'm so hopped up on caffeine. And I think I'm so happy that I'm able to do this because I'm not currently fighting with anyone in my head. I'm not battling with resentments. I'm not having arguments with people mentally. I'm not tripping out on the future. I'm not worried about the future. I am present and not taking myself very seriously. And looking for joy and laughter and love. And I'm looking for God. And I know that one of the ways to celebrate God and to praise God is to laugh and to find joy. And that's what I'm trying to do. And there's really nothing more to it. I'm in a really excellent mood, and I don't really have anything else happening other than that. I'm looking for joy and fun and laughter, and I'm going to try and spread that today in the world as I go out into the world. And I'm in this position mentally because of the 12 steps. And I'm in this position mentally because the recipe that's in the big book for the steps is not complicated in my mind. It's not fussy. It's not complex. It's very simple. I'm an alcoholic, which means I'm going to decide to drink no matter what with my own power. So I need a higher power. Self blocks me from a higher power. The steps are like a self-removal tool. Self being defined as like fear, resentment, all these ways that I am self-centered and egocentric. And by chiseling away at that constantly, the light from this higher power gets brighter and arrests the part of alcoholism where I talk myself into picking up a drink. And this continues to be my experience so long as I keep in fit spiritual condition. I do not work on my defects. I don't think about my defects. The big book asks me to give that to God and to pivot towards love, to not trust fear. Don't trust self-seeking motives. Don't trust selfish motives. Don't trust, basically don't trust fear. But my thinking is cleared of wrong motives. I can trust my thinking. God gave me a brain. And if I can't trust my thinking, according to the big book, don't blame alcoholism on that. Might be other things. Definitely address those things. But it's not alcoholism if I'm just a dick. It's not alcoholism if I'm lazy or undisciplined or self-centered or And so, to me, it's that simple. I'm either in self or I'm not. I'm either adding plus signs into the world or I'm adding subtraction signs into the world. It's kind of that simple. As a result of keeping it that clean and orderly and simple, there's days like today where I wake up and I don't know what to do except try and be ridiculous and silly and goofy. I'm loving life today. And I trust God. A shout out today to Mallory and to Matt. And we give a shout out to the people that I called, Dave and Katie and Taylor and Marissa, and a special shout out to Chelsea. And if anybody needs to hear it, everything is okay. Everything is okay. Do kind of a kids thing today. You know, it's like I try and give back to the community and give back to the kids. I'm doing like a, I don't know, it's like a kids magazine that's in like doctor's offices, and I'm like riding a whale. It says like have a whale of a day. Yeah, it's cute, but you know, much more modest than my normal work. But I am recognizable to kids as well as adults. Dude, shut up. So stupid. All right, I'm out of here. I do not know why my life was saved, but I'm going to go try to live a life that's worth saving it.